This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. Almost time for us to wrap up for today. We do have one more story to get through very shortly, though. If you want to get in touch with us before the end of the show, you've got around 10 minutes or so to do so. We're talking about the hairdressing industry struggles, more cash needed for businesses, and the PSV age limit extension that's coming up right now. And if you want to get in touch, 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram, at BFM Radio. Let's get on with this then. The Transport Ministry has announced an automatic one-year extension of vehicle age limit for public service vehicles in a bid to aid the public transport sector. The Minister, Datuk Seri Dr. Wee Ka Siong, said the decision to grant this extension was made with the understanding that many drivers and operators would face great difficulty in replacing their vehicles during the challenging time. It's to assist the public transport industry, particularly those operating or driving taxis, schools and tour buses, to weather the difficulties caused by the pandemic. Here's a quote. The ministry will grant an automatic extension of 1 year to public transport vehicles that have or will reach their maximum vehicle age limit as stipulated in their respective permits or licences, including those that had been granted a prior extension in 2020. Any public service vehicle that has or will reach its respective permitted age limit between January the 1st and December 31st, 2021, will be granted an automatic one-year extension for the vehicle's licensing purposes. However, this extension is only for vehicles that have undergone and passed the PUSPACOM vehicle inspection process to ensure their roadworthiness and safe operation. Good to know. Dr. Wee also said that all classes of public service vehicles under the purview of the Land Public Transport Agency and the respective commercial vehicle licensing boards of Sabah and Sarawak were eligible for this extension. The ministry's decision regarding this extension for tour or excursion buses has been made in coordination with tour operator licensing and tour or excursion bus licensing requirements in Sabah, Sarawak and Labuan under the purview of the Tourism, Arts and Culture Ministry. It followed the outcome from consultations between the ministry and the industry's representatives and other associations, including the Federation of School Bus Associations Malaysia, Pan Malaysia Bus Operators Association, and the Taxi Corporation, amongst others. They also went on to say the ministry remains committed to the feedback from transport industry players affected by the pandemic, as public transport remains an essential transport for many. We hope that this automatic extension of the vehicle age limit for 1 year will bring some relief to the industry as companies focus on recovering to become competitive again to serve the public. Now, we also wanted to get a second opinion on this and a bit more of a kind of pros and cons of such an announcement. So I managed to get hold of Daniel Fernandez, of course, from DSF.my and my co-host over on Cruise Control. Daniel, can you just give us some of the kind of pros and cons of this?
Some good news for the public service vehicle sector. And that means people who are driving taxis, school buses and tour buses. The government, Transport Minister actually, Dato Seri Dr. Wee Ka Siong, has just announced that they will give an extension to public service vehicles who have reached their respective permitted age limit for another 1 year. But of course, this also means that the vehicle owner needs to make sure that he goes to PUSPACOM for his vehicle inspection to make sure its roadworthiness and also safe operation. Now, this is of course good news for those people who have, you know, been sitting idle. You know, school bus drivers are not doing any work. They can't earn any money. Taxi drivers are earning so little right now. And then of course, you know, tour buses, non-existent business at all. So this 1 year grace period is good news for them. But will it be enough? I really don't think so. I think the government will need to extend it for another year, because you must remember all this started last year and they've actually been idle for more than a year. And, you know, the startup of these areas, especially for school buses and tour buses, is going to take at least another 6 months or so. And then on top of that, when a vehicle is left idle, there's a lot of other problems that come across, you know, like flat spots on the tires, lubricants need to be changed even though they're sitting idle. You have things like the fuel tank might go rusty because it's not being, there's water condensation and all kinds of other things going on inside. Then you've got, rodents going in and living inside the engine bay. I mean, you've got a whole host of problems. This also affects the cars parked at home. So I think the government should think about giving them a little bit more extension. Of course, 1 year is very good, but let's see if they can push it to maybe, 18 months maybe. 24 months will be excellent because it also gives them some time to recover from the loss of income that has happened. So we thank the transport minister, and we hope that when it's time for them to go for their inspection, everything will be, nice and clear for them to go back into operation.
Wonderful. Thanks very much for that, Daniel. Right, it's pretty much time for us to wrap up today. Of course, we have been speaking about the hairdressing industry's struggles, cash needed for businesses. And of course, there, that last story was about the PSV age limit extension. Thanks very much for all of your messages today. And again, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. And if you want to take part, of course, in the conversation, you know the details by now, but we'll remind you again, 018-789-8899 for WhatsApp, Twitter and Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. If you missed any part of this show, you can download the podcast. It will be up very shortly up on the website. If you don't want to do that, you can download our official app. It's in the Apple App Store or Google Play. Listen back at your leisure. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it's the Breakfast Grill replay. Qualitas Medical Group has been the medical business for more than 20 years now, with presence across the region in Singapore and Australia. Their executive chairman, Dr. Nouriel Amin, joined the Breakfast Grill to talk about telemedicine and whether that might disrupt the company's core primary care business. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. On behalf of Arvind Yuvaraj and Christian Wong, my name is Rich Bradbury for BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.